offers, Brett, with loads coming in for stock on the fire zone, and they are coming in continually, which is just fantastic, and that support has been overwhelming. We've got three gangs out fencing now. Blaze 8 come in on Sunday, and so the recovery process with fencing and infrastructure is cranking up, and we hope we've got someone that will actually manage that for the next 2 months coming on board next week. The one issue we're really having a little bit of problem with is trying to get the remaining 18,000 sheep in the fire zone into a spot where the owners can actually work on their properties rather than looking after sheep and feeding them. So adjustment is what we would really appreciate, and half hoping we might have some luck with feed and water with the weekend's weather events. But adjustment's what we're after.
There's been a lot talked about the death toll side of it, but not so much on the surviving sheep. So what will those 18,000 sheep need in terms of adjustment land if people are thinking about offering some land up?
Ideally, it's either a semi-load or a B-double load. So we're looking at 400 to 700 sheep. So, you know, if you've got a parcel of 200 hectares, that's what's been offered so far, several lots of 200 to 300. Ideally, that'd be great because then the farmers could leave them there for, well, at least 4 to 5 weeks, which would give them breathing space to concentrate on what they're doing.
Just how important is it to get, though, that stock away from the burnt land?
It is imperative because having driven over the fire zone, some of the fire was extremely hot, and I don't think this pasture is going to come back much there. So that country might have to be re-sown because very little pasture will grow. And if the stock can be kept off and... Well, it's just going to reduce the damage even further and will give producers an opportunity to really assess what might come back. And if it does come back, well, then they don't want it to be eaten and give it time to regrow.
We're now a week on from the fires. How's the feel now throughout the region?
We had a meeting last night and, look, people are bearing up. They're bearing up really well, I'd say, with some of the losses they've had. And they can see action and support, and that's overwhelming, I can tell you. And growers are just thrilled to have that support. And so they're getting on with the job at hand.
And are we any closer to, from reports that you've heard, getting an indication of what those final death toll figure will be?
It's very close to 5,000 is the figure that the DEPI have come out with. And look, there will be some more losses as they realise stock, you know, their lungs are affected, and as soon as you move them and walk them a distance, the ones that hang back unfortunately have to go. And we've learnt that there's always a small percentage that goes afterwards, but I don't expect it to climb much higher than that.
For people that do want to help out, can we go over again, what are the best ways that people can get in touch with yourselves or with the fire-affected farmers?
They can either ring VFF headquarters in Melbourne or the Ararat Rural City. They have a recovery centre. I don't yet have, it's not fully set up yet with a phone number that I can give you, but either of those two places would send them in the right direction.
And how pleasing has it been to see, on the fodder point of view, a lot of people putting their hand up and offering feed for people in need?
Oh, it's totally overwhelming. It just shows the wonderful support that the country people give to each other in these tough times. And interesting, on Thursday we've got some of the city politicians coming up to do a bit of clean-up with us, and that's going to be something, a bit of an eye-opener, but we hope to sort of bridge that gap and demonstrate that just how much the country community can hold together.